Good morning again. If you would turn with me in your worship guide or in your Bible to Luke's Gospel, we're going to read some passages in Luke's Gospel this morning. This is Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning in verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Luke 2:51. This is after Jesus visits the temple and is absent from his parents, and they don't know where he is, and they go and find him, and he's been in the temple for several days discussing with the priests and the religious leaders. And he went down with them, that's Jesus, and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. God and Heavenly Father, we thank you on this special day for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have sent him into the world, and we thank you that he came. And we thank you that you've sent the Holy Spirit to live in us as your ongoing presence with us. We worship you for your goodness. Pray that we would continue to find you today, to meet you, and to see your glory. Amen. Okay, I'm going to invite the boys and girls to come down front. And if you brought a present with you, bring it too. And my children, please, just one present. I see that you brought almost all of your presents with you. Merry Christmas to you. Look at all this stuff. Awesome.
Are you feeling fuzzy?
This is one of my presents this morning. And I wanted to bring and share it with you. You guys ever played the Wii or PlayStation? Okay, cool. You guys ever seen Lego Star Wars? You guys like? Well, someone gave me this great gift, and it's basically the Lego Bible. And it's the Old Testament, and it's all, the characters are all set like this. And there's some really cool ones I want to show you this morning I just saw. Like, this one down here is the flood. And you can see it's just a whole bunch of heads sitting in the water. Look. Yeah, there's a body. And then there's a great one where there's these three kings that have been hung. And they're like dangling. It's awesome. But I can't find that right now. And you should see Sodom and Gomorrah. It's amazing. Here's Moses. Check out Moses. Look at that. Look at those eyebrows.
He looks like Dumbledore.
He does look a little bit like Dumbledore, doesn't he? See? Wouldn't this be a fun way to read the Bible?
Yeah.
I bet you guys would read the Bible all the time if you had it like this, right? Cool. And there's some great pictures. There's Moses up the mountain. And you can see he's meeting with God. And there's Adam and Eve on the front. Cool. And the snake, yeah, the snake told them to eat. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so I want to know what you guys got for Christmas this year. Now, what is this here?
It's a red wolf, and I named her Ash after my cousin Ashley. Uh-huh. I got her last week when we had Christmas early, and I love her.
Oh, Ash. That's very cute.
It's a red wolf.
A red wolf. Cool. Okay, let's see down here. What do we have down here? What is this?
A fireman Sam jigsaw puzzle.
A fireman jigsaw puzzle. Oh, cool. Sweet. Oh, look, it's lots of fire stuff. Four of them, Fireman Sam. There's a boat, and there's a fire engine, and then there's a smaller fire car, and then there's like a rescue car. Is that like a mountain rescue car? That's really cool. Okay, Annie, what do you have right here?
I already got a girl one for last Christmas. So I got a boy, but this one's from American Girl.
This is a boy one. Now, what's his name? Do you have to give him a name yet? Mm-hmm. You gonna call him Ewan? Look at that. He's so cute. Oh, you got a shoe down there? There we go. And you have the girl doll that goes with that? She's right there. You got her last year? Well, great. They're twins. Oh, I see. Okay, now tell us, did you bring something with you this morning? What did you bring with you this morning?
A purse.
A purse. Oh, I like your purse very much. It's got little love hearts on it. Patrick, what do you have there?
Binoculars.
Can you see out of them? Why don't you come up here and see if you can see Mr. Keith all the way in the back? You see him all the way back there? Can you see him real good? Awesome. Okay, now what do we have over here?
I have an umbrella.
Is that a Dora the Explorer umbrella? Awesome. Cool. Can you put it up? We have to undo this thing right here. And you press the button and does it go up automatically? Look. Cool. It's got Dora on there. Very good. Okay, Lanier, did you bring something with you? You didn't bring something with you this morning. Did you bring something with you? Okay, what did you bring with you?
A walkie-talkie.
A walkie-talkie? Where is it? No way. It's a walkie-talkie on your wrist.
And a watch.
And a watch. Does it do anything else? Probably.
I don't think so.
Well, cool. And you got one, too.
Yep.
Wow. You're going to have some fun with those things in there. We'll get to you in a second. What did you get? Oh, a Spider-Man toy. Cool. Now, is that Spider-Man? Wow, look, he's got like flying wings. Awesome. Okay, Cannon, what did you bring?
I brought a digital drum set.
A digital drum set. Awesome. And Cooper, what did you bring over here?
I brought a huge
B-29 set. A huge B-29 bomber model. Awesome.
And there's
is that a MiG? Okay, now what do we have over here? Oh, look, so cute.
I have a little stuffy horse.
A little stuffy horse. What's inside his mouth?
Daddy can't
talk it. Oh, cool. He's got a big pink tongue. Uh-huh.
Here.
In
the tongue.
Lots of pockets. And what did you bring here? What is this?
You could bring that to a robbery.
It's a pink doodle bear.
A pink doodle bear? Now, why is it called a doodle bear? Can you draw on it?
Mm-hmm.
No way. And not get in trouble? Awesome. And if you put it in the washing machine, does it all wash off?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay, what do we have back here? Oh, the sock monkey. And a necklace. Cool. That's an awesome sock monkey. Sock monkey is timeless. Optoman, did you bring anything with you this morning? You got an eye touch? Is that a white eye touch? Sweet. Woo. Did you bring something with you?
I got a Kindle.
You got a Kindle? Dude, that's awesome. And what is that? Is that a very pretty doll? Does she have a name? What's her name? Rapunzel? Very nice. Oh, she's got the long, long, long hair. Did I get everybody this morning? Well, good. You guys got some great gifts. Now, what if I asked you guys to, it's still raining outside, what if I asked you to take all your gifts and put them outside in the courtyard and leave them there for a little while? Would you do that?
Okay. I can dry it off later.
Why not? Because it's raining. Let me ask you another question. Who is going to sleep with their present tonight?
How would I sleep with the drum set every night?
Yeah. Itches your hair. Who thinks they're going to leave their present at the store and forget about it?
Not me.
Some honesty there this morning. Who here thinks that their present's going to break this week?
Mine, because I love Skylanders.
Uh-huh.
How would you
feel if one of your brothers or one of your sisters or one of your friends stole your present? Or if they broke your present? We would be very happy. So let me ask you, what are some of the things that you're going to do to look after your present?
I'm going to put it where it belongs. Put
it where it belongs. What are some of the other things you're going to do to look after your present?
Put it on the steel wall.
You're going to use it? Uh-huh. No. You're gonna keep track of it. What are some other things you're gonna do to look after your present? You play with it. Okay, I want to tell you something very, 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 very important. The Bible passage that we just read, a couple of times in that, it told us that Mary treasured these things up in her heart. No, she didn't treasure her drum set. Mary treasured these things up in her heart. And what you guys are going to do is you're going to treasure your presents. You're going to look after them. You're going to protect them. You're going to remember where they are. And you're going to, let's not have a sock monkey fight right now. And you're going to remember where they are and you're going to use them and love them. And that's what the Bible is telling us Mary was doing with Jesus. Because Jesus was her Christmas present. And Jesus is our Christmas present. And she treasured him. That means she looked after him. She thought about him. She protected him. She guarded him in her heart. And she dwelled on Jesus. Now, I want to tell you something very important. Can you listen to me? Boys, girls. Your presents are awesome. They really are awesome. And I know you love them very much. And maybe not many of us can remember what we got for Christmas last year. Some of you remember what you got. You got gummy worms. Yeah, some of you remember. See, now I want to tell you, but this is very, very important because we watch a lot of television and we see a lot of movies and we see a lot of commercials, right? A lot of commercials in between our cartoons that tells of all these great toys. And then even on the shows that we watch, the boys and the girls, they have great toys. They have great things that we want to get. And it's very, very easy to watch all that TV and to watch these movies and to really want lots and lots and lots and lots of toys, or to feel really sad if you can't get all of those toys. And then sometimes when you get it, you get bored with it. Or sometimes it gets broken, or sometimes you forget about it. So you would never get rid of your Skylanders? Okay. And so what I really want you to understand this morning is your presents are wonderful and good. And what's the real present of Christmas?
Jesus.
Why do we give and receive presents on Christmas?
Because Jesus.
To remember that Jesus was the greatest gift of all. Jesus will never get broken. His batteries will never run out. he will never get improved upon. There won't be, an iPhone 6S Jesus that comes out with even better things on it. Jesus is the perfect gift of all. And
he's too good that he's not for sale anymore.
Okay, we've got a chatty bunch this morning down here, don't we?
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas, and we're all excited. And I want to encourage you, and this is hard to understand. I want to encourage you as you grow up to treasure Jesus in your heart. That means to care for him. To understand that he is important, to look after him, and also to enjoy him. I want to encourage all of us today, this week, if you've got time off, to take some time to treasure Jesus. Whether it's a couple of hours in the evening, or whether you can give a friend or a spouse a half day, to go to the library, go to the park, if it stops raining, go over to St. Ignatius House over on Riverside Drive. And go and take some time to treasure Jesus. It's a busy season and we're tired. But it's a season for us to enjoy him and to meet with him. So take some time. Go reflect, pray, and worship. Read over Mary's song and enter into the beauty and the wonder and the simplicity that is Jesus, that is this Christmas season. Treasure him. Treasure him. Okay, let me pray for us, guys, okay? You ready to pray? Wait. But okay, your dog's ready, okay. Dear God, thank you that you sent Jesus. Thank you for all these wonderful gifts, and thank you for all the people who have given them to us, for moms and dads and aunts and uncles and grandparents. And Santa. And thank you so much that you came into this world. We pray, God, that you would help us to treasure you. In the midst of all the sparkly and shiny and things that we see and things that we want, we pray that we would know your presence with us and know the greatness of your gift, that we would live not as perpetual consumers, but we would live as your children who are sufficient in you. Amen. Amen. Oh, awesome. Okay, thank you for coming down and showing me your toys. You can go back to be with your mom and your dad now. Thanks very much.